Lists for their insightful remarks. Pakistan's parliamentary democracy is predicated on safeguarding the fundamental rights of its people and instilling a culture of accountability and oversight by parliamentary and judicial institutions. Over the decades, Pakistan's parliamentary procedures and institutions have grown stronger, and successive democratic transitions have cemented the notions of grassroots participation and public oversight in our polity. An open and vibrant civil society, judiciary, and media stimulate debate on every issue of national importance. Madam Chair, the COVID-19 pandemic and climate-induced catastrophes have pushed millions worldwide into poverty. This presents an unprecedented challenge to democratic institutions in living up to their potential and earning people's trust. The social and economic challenges created by this series of global crises have added pressure on democratic institutions. Still, we believe that democracies are better adapted to build back better under these trying circumstances. At the same time, we must not forget that no country alone can manage the enormous scale of challenges that is true for developing countries. We must note that equity and justice must be observed as principles between states. It is not the stronger national institutions and trust in government at the national level that can help safeguard against future crises, but also more responsive international financial institutions. Madam Chair, the unprecedented scale of destruction caused by the current climate-induced disaster in Pakistan has affected a population of around 33 million. 7.9 million people have been displaced, 2.3 million homes have been destroyed, and 1,731 lives have been lost. However, Pakistan is mounting a robust effort to build back and safeguard against future crises. Our flagship poverty alleviation program, Benazir Income Support Program, has been geared towards reducing poverty and extending the social safety net to the marginalized for over a decade. Pakistan is also working closely with the international community to support affected communities. It was also a strong voice for loss and damage support at the recently held COP27. To conclude, democracy's participatory approach to building back can be a cornerstone in overcoming the current challenges, but it cannot enable democracies to succeed. A responsive international system and cooperation are equally needed to navigate the world out of a myriad of challenges. Developing countries need international support and cooperation to bolster their resource gaps. I thank you.
Thank you. I now give the floor to the distinguished representative of the European Union. You have the floor.